The city.
The city. The City of London once made up the entire town of London, occupying 1 square mile surrounded by a wall built by the Romans. It is now just a small part of the capital city, a modern business district, but many reminders of its historical past can still be seen. St. Bride's is a famous old city church, and its steeple inspired a banker to make the first tiered wedding cake. A Doric column, called simply the Monument, commemorates the Great Fire of London in 1666, as tall as it is far from the baker shop that caused the fire, 202 feet away. You can climb the 311 steps inside the column to reach the ball of fire at the top of the monument and take in a beautiful view of the city. The Latin inscriptions recount how the fire was started, how much damage was caused, and how it was extinguished. The last phrase giving the blame to Roman Catholics for the fire was chiselled out in 1830. Although the city is the oldest part of London and still has many old buildings, it also has some spectacular new ones. The Lloyds Building is one of the most dramatic modern buildings in the city, lit up in blue and green by night. The city guilds were set up by medieval merchants and craftsmen to look after their trades and for centuries controlled all city business, but now they work mainly for charity. The Guild Hall was one of the city's oldest buildings, completed in 1440 and was built over and out of the largest Roman amphitheatre in Britannia. Since then, it has been the town hall and administrative centre of the city for hundreds of years. Inside the Guild Hall are statues of the legendary apocalyptical characters Gog and Magog. Some of the wooden originals were destroyed in the Great Fire of London in 1666, and the rest in the Blitz during the Second World War. The London Underground has a station called Bank, which takes you to the Bank of England, the central bank of the United Kingdom, and the banker of the government. The bank, in fact, has enormous vaults full of gold, and in 1836, a workman found a sewer tunnel that led to the vaults. However, he didn't take any gold and invited the incredulous bank's governors to meet him in their vault and was subsequently rewarded £800 for his honesty. A visit to the Bank of England and its museum does not include a visit to the vaults still in use. The city is governed separately from the rest of London and has its own Lord Mayor, chosen each year from among the city guilds. In November, the new Lord Mayor travels through the city in a golden coach, followed by carnival floats. The procession is called the Lord Mayor's Show and ends with fireworks over the Thames. The City of London has had to pay rent every year to the King or Queen since 1235. In a ceremony called Quit Rents, the city pays rent to the crown consisting of 6 horseshoes and 61 horseshoe nails.